This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
All right. I go to a Washington State man, literally riding in an old Buick, pulled over after fleeing a hit-and-run incident and leading police on a high-speed chase on an interstate freeway. And turns out the 51-year-old man from Lakewood, Washington, was drunk and decided it would be a good idea to teach his dog how to drive. The man apparently was steering the car from the passenger seat while the pit bull was in the driver's seat.
Isn't this like a, wasn't this like a Fred McMurray movie back in Disney?
Yeah, could have been. Driving his 1996 Buick on Interstate 5 when he allegedly struck two vehicles. He, the dog, I guess, in South Seattle near the Boeing Access Road, then fled north on I-5. The car was spotted on the interstate, and officials told KOMO-TV the vehicle was driving more than 100 miles per hour when the pursuit began. I know you're bored, folks. I know boredom will make you do some silly things, right? You just go to the internet and look.
Man.
Teaching your dog to drive, probably not a good idea.
How do you arrive on
I think that what he's thinking is if he could just create his own designated driver,
yeah,
that everything would be good. Right?
Oh, yeah. That's so wild.
I don't know if the dog was drinking or not. Who knows?
Let's hope not.
Yeah. What was that old Disney movie?
Was it the Shaggy DA?
It could have been, yeah, where the DA turned into the dog.
And he's driving around, right?
By the way, you probably get all that stuff on
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. I might have to go home and look for that. All right, give me some highlights of Fun from the Couch with Nick and Brian.
Oh, my goodness. We got so many recommendations yesterday from people. And like you talked about, Ozark, Schitt's Creek were two of the really, really big ones.
And by the way, Nick's not swearing. It's spelled differently.
Yeah, with a C. There's a C in that word.
Yeah, and a couple of T's.
And a couple of T's. Yeah. You're absolutely right. The NBA, some famous players, including Kevin Garnett, they're going to be doing a tournament that you can watch them play NBA 2K.
Okay.
So you can watch them compete and also kind of interact with them as well. That one's a big one for me. Also, Star Trek Picard is another one that we kind of touched on before.
Yeah.
But several people recommended that.
I got to get back to that. I got like six episodes just waiting in the queue.
It's starting to get going.
Yeah.
So that one, it was a slow burn for me. Another idea somebody had was virtual trivia nights. You can use Zoom, use their breakout rooms.
Warning for Zoom people, though.
Yeah, be careful with how you use Zoom.
The FBI put out a warning, you know, with this video conferencing because people are hacking into this stuff. And so there's some privacy settings. You can make sure it's not public, right?
Right.
There's some things. Just be careful.
Yeah, be careful with it. But once you figure it out, this post that we have up here will teach you how to use what is called the breakout rooms to set up lobbies where you can have your friends, family, or strangers from all around participate in trivia. So that can be fun. And there's a quiz that I found online that will help you. It's a real quick quiz. It'll help you identify your perfect karaoke song, which I'm sure you could find and have fun with karaoke at your house as well. Brian, and one other thing, Erica, one of our people that suggested our fake history podcast, and that sort of it talks about some things that we interpret as myth that might be real and some things that are real that actually might be myth.
Oh, that's an interesting one. Mm-hmm. What's it called again?
Our fake history.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
We ought to put up the link. I watched the governor's press conference yesterday and they had an artist. They've created a place where you can see your Illinois artists, performers, singers, poets, painters, writers, and there's a link for that where you can go consume Illinois-made art.
Yeah.
And they're doing a fundraiser along with that to help. But, I mean, I think that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I'll get that up there. You sent us an artist yesterday, David Hockney, for Respite from the News, You can just check out his artwork.
It made me so peaceful just looking at his paintings and some of his sketches.
Yeah, isn't that cool how some of that stuff can work? And then instead of being peaceful, why don't you work out a little bit? And who better to learn how to work out from than Thor himself? Chris Hemsworth has revealed his workout routine. So you can kind of become Thor if you want, right?
No, probably not.
no shot at being Thor?
No, okay. You could try. I'm looking at literally artsforillinois.org, and they've got performance, visual arts, educational, featured, live events, creative writing. They've even got virtual dance labs with daily classes, digital TCP, Third Coast Percussion live in Chicago. You can watch the archive show of that. So there's a lot of great stuff out there. Keep the suggestions coming. I've got four more of these Beach House gift cards. We'll do this like every week. We'll put out a new feeler, and you can win a $50 gift card just by suggesting. And don't be too preachy or judgy, right? I know maybe you think more of us should be reading the Bible, but you know we're just trying to give people options.
That's right. And a lot of people did suggest things like going outside and having a walk with their dog or cooking or doing puzzles. So do what you can do.
Yes.
Safely.
Safely.
And away from other people.
Safely.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.